Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your favorite song, Hugh?
Yeah, of course. I love it.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we unpack a lot of things, including Sirianni, is he safe no matter what if this season not going well? If it continues that way, is he safe? We'll check in on the poll question. Back to your phone calls. But let's unpack a little bit of Hard Knocks. NFC East debuted last night on HBO, and it opened with this conversation between Brandon Graham and Nick Sirianni.
My college coach used to say it's scientifically proven that a harsh interaction will change behavior. Well, it's the same thing with competition.
We can do it. We know. A little setback. No one wants to go through adversity until they go through and be like, man, I needed that. Like last year. We had to go through that. Unfortunately, we had to go through 23 into that too. Yeah. We get to where we got last year. Same here. We just, sometimes you get like, man, I don't like what I'm going through right now.
Fix it. Well,
it's good for you.
It's good because it's shaping up to see who you are too. For that.
God knows what he's doing.
God knows. I'll take on that.
All right, so that's how it opened last night. So, the first episode kind of bounced around the four teams. Obviously, it started with a couple Sundays ago. So it started with the Eagles and Cowboys game a couple weeks ago down in Dallas. But they bounced around with the four teams. But they opened with that scene. It's kind of setting the scene here in Philadelphia with the defending Super Bowl champions. I saw clips of Elliott and Spike at the Players Lounge and the Jordan Mailata show. And also, there's a little DeCamera in there.
WIP was all over the place. Shout out to the Midday. Well, no, that's us.
Yeah. We're the Midday Show.
The morning show and the afternoon show.
We are the Midday Show.
Having a rough one. Okay.
Hugh, what did you think of the opening scene? BG, Sirianni, you like the message, a little coping? Because, again, that was, the day after the Cowboys lost, that conversation.
I'm going to be totally honest because I feel like, in the position that I'm in, being the sports analyst, I'm going to overanalyze.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to do that. So bear with me, people, and don't get upset with me. It felt a little staged. It felt a little staged for the beginning. And I understand that it's a show, Hugh, idiot, blah, 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 first episode, and they're trying to build it up.
Yeah.
But that felt super staged. I do like when he said a harsh interaction can change a person's perception. That jumped out to me.
It's scientifically proven.
Yeah, because, that's the same, I won't draw those parallels.
Your Harvard studies back that up?
Well, I'm just saying, because it's like that, never mind. I'm walking the line, and he's been in here a few times already. I gotta try to clean that up. But the thing is, put it like this, and I know we're going to talk about it, but I was a little disappointed in the first episode because I felt like it was going to be more egocentric.
Now, to be fair to the people making the show, the first episode started with them having two losses and like that.
Yes.
Right? It started last week. So, what's...
And that's me being self... That's me, honestly, being a fan and being selfish. But even watching the show, I felt like we should have gotten more airtime. I felt that way.
I think I expected the Cowboys to be featured the most. Like, they're the hottest team in the division right now.
No,
and
I mean,
they're the Cowboys.
And they're setting up Eagles-Cowboys the next few weeks as the story.
They are, and I get it. I get it. But I'm not going to lie. I'm like, damn, what about what we got going on? Yeah. And I didn't like, and again, overanalyzing it.
So you wanted more to camera?
Overanalyzing the first episode.
More Spike? More Elliot?
I thought they painted Dak in a better light than they did our quarterback.
Well, again, they were able to shoot two wins of Dak, two losses of Jim. I mean, that's just what happened.
I didn't like, that's how I felt. And I'm sorry if that nobody agrees with that, but that's how, when I watched it, I wanted to see more of what we got going on. And I didn't like the way that they painted my quarterback.
Well, do you wonder if the Cowboys were featured more because there's less drama going on there? Like, they're just having fun.
And they're winning.
Schottenheimer's firing everybody up.
And again, I know people are saying, well, their record's worse. The show started with the two Sundays ago, right? So it's just the last 10 days of
the division. The short turnaround that they had and all that stuff. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I keep saying that I didn't like the way they painted that. Didn't like it.
All right, let's...
And that might be because the fact that I don't like the Cowboys, but I ain't like it.
Let's get to how they... Well, not just painted, just showed us Jalen interaction. So they're going to... This audio you're going to hear here, if you haven't seen it yet, this is the audio of the play where Jalen and Devontae were not on the same page, the miss that should have been a touchdown, and then they bring it to the sideline where they're discussing what happened there, and you'll hear it all. Here is Jalen, Devontae, the play that went wrong, and then afterwards on the sideline.
What you think?
When I pointed like this, that's my fault. I thought you was going to settle down.
No,
some
I,
more.
I took that what we talked about.
It's a play I got to make. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Here we go. We'll finish the next one. That's a play I make.
All right, so a couple things there. One, it was good to see because, you know, we always wonder.
We were recklessly speculating about that play.
You wonder on the sidelines because when the camera pans to Jalen during games, a lot of times he's kind of off by himself or he's, you know.
And when we see him, it's the narrative.
Yep. So there it's clear. He's talking to his guys and he's saying my fault on that. So it's good. You want to see them talking at least. But the play itself, Jalen was in the wrong. I mean, you hear it there. Devontae said, we talked about this, right? Whatever they talked about leading into the player during the week was for him to go on the slant. Jalen, for whatever reason, in that moment, thought he was going to sit down. He said it there. And then Jalen said, my fault. I messed it up. So, I mean, now we know what happened there. I mean, that's Jalen thought one thing. Devontae thought the other. But Hugh, the way I heard it was Devontae said, we discussed this before, and that's why I was doing what I was doing.
Accountability. That's what I heard. You know, Jalen took heat for it. Well, he said it was his fault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with that. I did not have a problem with that because we speculated about that exact play. We speculated about that, and Jalen took accountability for that.
Yeah, he messed it up.
I think that's important.
He messed it up. So, look, we'll see what happens next week. So next week, I guess they'll have all this week in there, which will be interesting, coming off of the loss. Because we didn't really see anything with the Eagles post.
No, after the Bears loss.
Yeah, so now we got this leading into a long week here. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Rachel in Marlton. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Rachel, what's up? We're good.
Yeah, I love listening to you every day, and
this
I click with you guys, so thank you.
Was that a prison call?
No. Anyway, really quick.
You got it, Rachel. What's up?
I just want to say this about, okay, so Sirianni and all this stuff. I think everyone needs to take a back seat and look at our team. Last year when we were in the playoffs, you saw Hurts throwing the ball. You saw a running game. You saw a collective team. I don't think that the Eagles went in this year thinking that the offensive line was going to be unhealthy. We're unhealthy. And they're not creating any interesting plays. They're not creating anything to get things moving on the running game. They're not doing anything. So collectively, it is a coach's thing. Collectively, it is the players. But at the end of the day, who do you blame? You have to put the effort on the coaches. They're not doing anything special. You watch every game. They're trying to run it down the middle. Barkley doesn't have it. He said it. He's not playing like he did last year. There's, like, something going on, and it's not being figured out. And unfortunately, I think, and I'm hoping, that this whole 10 days off of football, these guys are going to get themselves together, and they're going to recognize that they are an amazing team, but they have to do it collectively.
Well, they do. And everyone, Rachel, to your point on the 10 days, here's what my hope is. So when the last time they lost two in a row, they lost to the Broncos when they blew a lead, and then they lost on the Thursday game to the Giants, and they had extra time, and they got ready. And then they won four in a row. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Giants. They beat the Packers and Lions. This is kind of similar. They lost. They blew a game to the Cowboys. Then they lost on a short week to the Bears. And now they have some extra time to get ready for the stretch run. And if they win the next four, they're in the playoffs. And we're, you know, this is all forgotten and we're feeling good again. So this, I agree with you that a lot of it's on the coaches.
But the problem is that Sirianni talks about accountability all the time. Hurts takes accountability. When he messes up, he saw that play with Devontae. He said, it was my fault. Barkley has said, I'm not playing great. You see these players, and you even hear Mulata's like, yeah, I did this. Or A.J. Brown said, oh, I had a false start. That's bad on me. These players are not cohesive like they were last year, and that starts with whatever's going on in that locker room. And that's Sirianni, because he's preaching all of this amazing stuff with this team. And unfortunately, they're not showing up. So where is that breakdown? Mm. What's happening? And that's what everybody has to look at. And I'm sorry, they should have learned this back then. You don't hire within. I said it last season when they hired Petula. I literally said to my husband, we're in big trouble.
Well, the issue, Rachel, I had with it, it's one thing if you do a whole interview process and the internal person is
best. Yeah, they didn't do it.
I know. They just hired.
I listened to you guys. You guys were so pissed. You guys sat there and were like, how do you just do that? How do you not interview? How do you? There's nothing creative.
Mm-hmm.
What is creative? Every week we go in with the same thing. They don't put Tank Bigsby in. They're not playing certain players. Why are you not creating things? Why are you not changing the schema? And that's coaching. And I don't know if Petula has what Kellen Moore has. I just don't.
I don't either.
Has that creativeness?
I doubt he does. And Rachel, good phone call. And we appreciate it. Rachel Cook there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got you?
Hmm?
I asked, what do you got?
I was stuck on don't hire from within.
Why?
Because, I mean, like, this is where the reality of the situation kind of plays into this. Because we were all hired from within. Like, we were all here. Like, I came from Atlanta.
Well, I mean, not every business is the NFL.
But
I mean,
it's like when you say that, because I don't think Kevin Petullo is the whole problem. Now, Kevin Petullo is a rookie offensive coordinator, no question about that. But we've got it in our heads that's the problem.
So, okay, you're right that he's not the only problem.
And here's the thing.
But before you go on, don't you think my issue when they hired Petullo, and I know they were behind the game because they went to the Super Bowl
because of revisionist history.
No, but this is, I thought this in the moment. They were behind the game, right? Because it was late. It was February.
And that might be true.
Well, that, it was, right?
Like, well, yeah, well, that did.
They're
okay,
in the Super Bowl.
To be fair,
more,
that was true.
More leaves, so they don't, a lot of the, some of the good coordinators already had moved places, right? So, but they didn't have an interview process where they brought in, again, hiring from within is not bad in itself, but like if they interviewed five people, the, let's just pretend, the Vikings quarterback coach and the Packers O-line coach, and then they said, you know what? They're all good. Kevin Petullo was better than all of them. That's different. They didn't interview anybody.
I look at it like this, and you know, folks, y'all can look at it any way that you want to look at it, but there have been three offensive hires, offensive coordinator hires since I've been here, right? And two were from within.
And one wasn't.
One wasn't. But the narrative is still the same, is that we still struggled at the beginning of the year. Now, I don't know if that's the offensive coordinators, the coach, or the quarterback, but I think it's a little narrow-minded to automatically put it all on him when we have a sampling size of three different variables, and one of them was outside the building.
I agree with you, and that's why the last 2 days is where I'm packing all this. If I'm Jeff, like, I'm putting myself in Jeff Fleury's shoes. Why does the offense that I'm paying all this money for 3 years so up and down? So the coordinator, all right, that might be true. It might be easy. But again, if we keep Nick, we're going to keep going on this roller coaster of coordinators.
Totally agree.
Maybe it's Nick's fault, but that's uncomfortable because he just won the Super Bowl. Maybe it's the quarterback's fault, but I paid him a lot of money and everyone loves him.
And that's the thing. And that's how you have to look at this.
Fans love him. Maybe not everyone there.
Because everything's a maybe and everything has a monetary value tied to it. That's why you can't be hasty in these decisions. We've got it in our heads right
now. But I am hasty. That's what I do.
No, and that's fine, Joe. That's what we do, and that's why I'm here.
Maybe Jeff Lurie can't be hasty. I can.
To balance this out. They're trying to balance this thing out because they know you're, like, headstrong. Yeah. But the bottom line is this.
I'm the hasty one. You're the one that gets in trouble.
Yeah. I'm the one that's still happy to be sitting in this seat. but here's the bottom line, man. We have a working sample where we just can't say it's one thing. It's easy to say that because that's the newest thing.
Yeah.
But it's obvious that, like, this is where I need people to listen to what's being said.
It's more than just Petullo.
Yeah, because they're telling you it's not Petullo. They're telling you that. Now, he might have his moments where he looks like a bubblehead, and we've had pundits tell us that his offense is pedestrian. Okay. Why is that? Why is it that when Nick Sirianni came out, Coach Sirianni, he was one of the highly touted young offensive minds in the NFL? You know,
well, that's what he was hired on. He was a coordinator.
There's a lot of variables in here. So that's why I don't think it's smart to just say it's one thing.
Well, guess what? We're going to get our answer in about a couple months.
Yeah.
Right.
No, we're going to get our answer this weekend.
Well, if they figure it out and they win.
Well, Monday.
Everyone's happy. If this thing goes bad, the Eagles are going to make changes. They're just not going to run back the 25th best offense in the NFL. All right. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's your football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. It's take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right. Let's grab Will in the Northeast. Will.
Drinking, I got doing good.
Well, what's up?
Hey, listen, shout out to Aaron. Thanks for, you know, picking me up, man, even though I dropped the call yesterday, man. You know, and thank you guys for not grinding me up. But I did get grinded up real bad at my job. But now I'm going to redeem myself,
okay.
Right?
You're good. Go ahead.
So this is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, now, I want y'all to look at one thing. I know y'all may think it's crazy, but all money ain't good money. Mm-hmm. When everybody tried to tell Saquon about being on that Madden cover, we started to see the effects of it. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe that's it. But what I want to say is I see a lack of confidence in Saquon, right? Mm. Saquon is not himself. He's second-guessing himself, and he's not hitting that hole. So my thing is, Bixby, it's time for you to go ahead and step up, man. It's time for coaches to go ahead and say, listen, we got to switch it up a little bit. Let's see how Bixby works. You think what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this. Now, under KP, right, I'm not going to put the full blame on KP. Everybody needs to do their job. And Sirianni, I think you need to do your job, and I think you need to allow KP to do his job. And this is where I think a lot of this is coming in at. This is why our season is up and down the way that it is. Allow this man to call his plays. Now, let's talk about, you know, problems and solutions. Okay, we have 8 wins. Why do we have 8 wins? because I believe most of them 8 wins is being under the center, right? And that is because the defense haven't really seen us go under the center as much as we have been this season. And we have been executing plays by doing that, right? So my thing is, what the problem is, when we line up in that same formation, that RPO, that shotgun, guess what? As soon as you hand in the ball off the safe line, the defense is already back there. They already know what we're doing. This is chess, not checkers. Right now, we're supposed to be thinking about our opponent moves and already know our moves before the opponent even know what we're going to do, okay? So my thing is this, right? It's chess, not checkers. Our biggest opponent is ourselves. We're losing these games. You know why? Because there's no communication. It's no accountability. And there's no trust in the play calling. And there's no trust in our offensive line. There's no trust in our quarterback. We've got to tighten up and play as a team. But the most thing that we need to do is communicate. When we run in these plays, A.J., Smith, Goddard, Saquon, when y'all know y'all got your man beat, come back to the line. Tell Saquon, Jalen, look, I got this dude. Throw the ball to me. I'm going to be there. All y'all got to communicate now. The last thing I want to say, man, is the biggest thing that I've been seeing is what's happening to our offense is starting to trickle down to our defense.
Well, I agree with that. Now, I think they're getting worn out. Yeah, they're getting worn out a little bit.
From here on, right, this is what I want to say. From here on, we should be in all attack mode, right? And this is going for the offense and defense.
Activate everyone, attack mode. I'm with you.
Yeah, the defense needs to start attacking and blitzing more, not allowing these quarterbacks to have time in the pocket. The offense needs to attack more, heavy up offense, run plays, get this defense wore down. And listen, man, we cannot allow these defenses to take our confidence away, man. We got to bring that bully mentality back. We imposed our will. We had the will to win. We had the will to come back from when he was down or whatever, man. So now is the time to chime into all that, man, and let's play ball.
Let's do it, Will.
For both sides of the ball.
You got it, man. We appreciate it.
God left him out.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to dry 2 days in a row.
We need to get back on the winning side of things.
It's the holidays.
No music till we win?
No. Wow. No on the road again.
No, they were on the road. More on the road. Down. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Coming up, the lunch hour with Jason Avant. Jason joins us for the next hour. We'll take your phone calls with him as well. This is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino.
You're laughing at me, though.
Is the number one sports for same game parlays from points and rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy to use app. And right now is the perfect time to join. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports is the official sports book. I'm 94 WIP.
What is going on with you guys?
I'd just be glad when this workday over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.